Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Is Affleck still the Batman? Is an evil Superman brewing? Do we have a director for Wonder Woman 2 and all 30 DC animated films in one box set?
Dang.
A lot.
Yeah. What? Right now.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC movie news.
Yeah!
Not hard to figure out who wanted this song. Look at her just swerving those shoulders.
It's called a shimmy.
Oh, is that what it is? You're shimmying?
Shimmy, shimmy, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can keep this going. This is fun. While you enjoy Roxy Schreier's shimmering, welcome everyone to the DC Movie News Show on the Popcorn Talk Network. That is the theme song to iZombie, a show that Roxy Schreier has been desperately trying to get all of us involved with over the last couple
dun,
of...
Dun, 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 dun.
Wow!
Already dead!
Wait a minute. This is the longest theme song in like the last decade for any show.
It's not just it's a song. Not all of this is in the theme. Just that last part that I did on the drums.
Okay, so you know the song. That's cool.
Thank you.
Good job.
I feel like that was a jab at me somehow.
No.
So you know the song. That's cool. Good song. Thank you.
It's a very good song.
It was
a good
intro. Finale. I needed it.
Hey, it's all right. Welcome, everybody. We got a full squad. Mike Kalinowski, unfortunately, on assignment today. He's not going to be able to make it, but we got a full room right here. So much to talk about. I'm Johnny LaQuasto, at Jay Quasto. We're at DC Movies SK on Twitter, facebook.com/DC Movies SK. The man over there, he's back from Mexico with a sweet Wonder Woman t-shirt. He is the worst mocker at Doghouse Restaurants, the host of Man vs. Child on FYI, and FX Movie Download on FX. He's Adam Gertler.
And don't forget, 1-0 co-champion in the Schmodown.
Yeah, damn.
Well, not co-champion, damn. But 1-0.
We're all undefeated.
That's undefeated.
That's nice.
1-0.
Were you implying that he got the shirt in Mexico?
No, I don't think
just
so.
Just that he's back from Mexico and has a shirt.
Sure.
Yeah. Cool. Yes. I was going to say, wow, damn.
Good to be back, everyone. Good to be back. I did some cooking in Mexico, did some fun stuff at the Gran Velas Resort. Thanks for bringing us down there. Also went into Cabo. Have you guys been to Cabo?
Yeah.
No.
There's this
like
place called Mango the Squid Deck? Something.
Squid Row, duh.
Yeah, you just look up and it's like levels and levels of crotches just gyrating. It's where good people go to be nasty.
I'm sorry. That sounds amazing. Uh-huh.
Squid Row.
Wow.
Wow.
Cool.
Why is it called Squid Row?
Because it's a bar.
It's a bar. I'm sorry. I don't want to drift too far. These guys want DC stuff.
I thought you meant it was a street. Okay. Anyways, no. She's the crown jewel of the DC Movie News Show and the host of Movie Fights on Screen Junkies. Follow her on Twitter at Roxy Schreier. She's Roxy Schreier.
She also picked that intro dough.
And she's shaming with the shoulders dough.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It is 95 degrees in the studio.
I just had to do that move where I put the hair to the back because it was stuck to my front.
Yeah.
You want to know what happened cool to me today?
Yes.
I didn't stop and step in dog shit, but it was on the street, and I almost did. And so I feel like today is an A-plus day because I was like, I could have been that girl, and I'm not, and I'm here, and you guys don't have to smell me.
Let me guess, when you stepped around it, you shimmied around
I shimmied around that dog poop. I don't know why I did that.
I don't know, nope. But I loved it.
Yep.
And we have a first-timer on the show. He is a professional wrestler from Dallas, Texas. He'll be representing Cinelinx at Comic-Con this year. Got the press passes and anything.
Dang.
We're happy to have him. It's the boy, BC.
Yo, what's going on? How y'all doing?
Good to see you, man.
BC. Thanks, man. Hey, I'm glad to be here. I'm a huge fan of the show. I watch every week.
You know what BC is like? DC. Yeah.
That's right.
BC so be repping DC.
Well, yeah. We've been buddies for a while, and I don't really... Is it through Twitter?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think, because I had messaged you about the Comic-Con show you did in La Jolla, and you just had me come in.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I've watched you through Wrestling Compadres.
That's right. You should all be watching Wrestling Compadres, or listening at least, because right now we don't have video.
This episode is brought to you by Vonage. With Vonage Video API, your developers can easily create custom video experiences tailored to your business. Enhance every conversation with live video, whether it's delivering faster tech support, improving customer service, or enabling interactive meetings and events. Unlock the true video potential of your business. Discover how at Vonage.com.
At Sephora, we know how you love to use makeup, skincare, hair care, and fragrances that work for you, but also how important it is to be in the know about the ingredients that are in them, which is why we created Clean at Sephora. Curated products from brands like Merit, Amika, Summer Fridays, and Fleur that have everything you want, minus certain ingredients you might not. Clean at Sephora is only at Sephora. Shop now at Sephora.com.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Just stare at your device.
Yeah, just stare at your device and listen. Anyways, let's get into it. So, I'd say top story this week. You want to go Maddie Reeves or you want to go Patty J?
I would say both.
Oh, boy.
Was that helpful?
Yeah.
What, you mean to start with?
First off, your hair bun is very distracting right now.
Westy in the chat says, why don't you put your hair up in a messy bun, Roxy? And I said, okay.
Yeah, that is as messy as it gets. That's Jim and the Holograms messy. I love
great.
It.
Great.
Great reference. It works. You know how I feel about TV Time references. And yeah. I am so hot right now.
She's so hot right now. Anyways, Matt Reeves, y'all. He says Ben Affleck is still Batman. And we got a nice little clip with him talking about it. He gets questions.
Yeah, I just want to say, before we go writing off anything, I'm not trying to be controversial, y'all, but let's just watch the clip.
Okay.
Let's just watch it.
Let's just watch it.
Ben Affleck, is it happening? Is sometimes...
Yeah, we're just beginning the whole... We literally... I finished this movie, about 8 days, so literally we're only now beginning, so...
Are you looking at Ben? Is he going to keep the role, do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, right now that's exactly what's going on. Yeah, for sure.
Good luck.
Yeah, cool.
Very much.
I know exactly what Gertler's about to say.
Oh, no. I mean, that totally looks like 1,000% guarantee, guys, right? You guys are in wrestling? Like, would you take that to the bank?
All right,
Court of law, I'm just saying.
Let me be Adam and Mike for a second. This is Mike.
I'm so mad Mike's not here right now.
He said that he's gonna be Batman, so he's gonna be Batman. Did you guys not hear the same thing that I heard?
Squeaky, squeaky jacket.
Well, oh, yeah. Well, that didn't sound exactly like what he said to me, Mike. I feel as if he was more along the lines of saying, right now, and that means it's subject to change.
Roxy, you're a millennial. Stop it.
Great point. Yeah, so I see both sides.
I will say this. Look, I'm not a... what's that job when you're in the you're a detective and you read body language and voices? What's that job?
Just a detective?
One of those. No, but you... when
like
you
a,
actually,
lie, a lie person?
A human lie detector. Whatever it's called. Someone in chat will help me out. Look, when they said, are you looking at Ben, the fact that he stuttered, he goes, yeah, right now, that's what we're looking at. That's a little interesting.
But did you also hear, if you watch it again?
Yeah, well, let's play it again.
Let's play it again, because look, he asks about Ben, he dodges, asks about Ben again, right now. I'm let's watch it again.
Ben Affleck, is it happening? Is sometimes...
Yeah, we're just beginning the whole... We literally... I finished this movie, about 8 days, so literally...
Clearly answering the question.
Yep.
So are you looking at Ben? Is he going to keep the role, do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, right now that's exactly what's going on. Yeah, for sure.
And then he pushes up the glasses.
I don't know. Yeah. Does pushing up the glasses mean something?
Here's the thing. If Ben was 100% attached to this and they'd had a conversation and it was like, no matter what happens, Ben is doing this, his answer the first time it was asked would be, I don't know why people keep asking about this. Yes, Ben Affleck is our Batman.
Maybe.
But he didn't say that. And then he said something else, and then he's asked again, and he doesn't want to say no. He obviously can't say no. We've talked about this before. If it isn't Ben Affleck, then before Justice League, they cannot say it.
No way.
So he says, right now, yeah. That was the... I've always been Team Mike on this, saying, it's Ben Affleck, he's Batman. But this one got me to be like, is he, though?
See, I want to take him for face value, and okay. I agree. I think he is going to... I think it is Ben Affleck, because okay. I think...
Did Mike just text you under the table?
I think he did. I'm just going to set it out there for him.
I want to hear this.
I don't know. I think because... The best thing that was most well received from BVS was Ben Affleck. And I know he's had his issues with it, but I think Matt Reeves has a great idea. And with the hype behind War of the Planet of the Apes, I think that Ben Affleck is going to stick around and help out. I think they're going to work out together.
Yeah, I really do hope you're right. And I would say
it might 60, be optimistic.
60%. I'm just the way it was said was not a guarantee, unless yeah. it's a total swerve mm-hmm. and they really want to keep shtum about it to make it seem like a big deal when they officially go into production.
That would be such a weird play, right? Well,
and again, to agree with that, like, you would think he would know they were going to ask.
He
wouldn't be unprepared for it.
But right now, and then also, here's one thing. I know a lot of people in the chat role are mentioning the Accountant 2 sequel that was just mm-hmm. greenlit. Okay.
So he's good with Warner Brothers, right. Essentially, is what that's saying.
And I'm not saying that... I'm not trying to be conspiracy about this, but, like, then when is he starting The Accountant 2? Like, after the Batman? Because it seems like Matt Reeves is about to start on the Batman as soon as he finishes... Mm-hmm. As soon as he finishes Apes, maybe Accountant 2 is on the horizon after Batman, sure.
Yeah. What I think that this probably means is that they do think he is in it, but it hasn't been tied down the way that we believe it has. So I think that he will end up being in this film, and I know the entire chat is like, guys, he's in it! Next question!
Well, we're going to move on and talk about the fact that what Matt Reeves wants to see out of Batman, he wants a noir-driven Batman. Here's a quote from him saying... There's a chance to do an almost noir-driven detective version of Batman that is point-of-view-driven in a very powerful way that will hopefully connect you to what's going on inside of his head. Now, you know, obviously Affleck can pull that off. And I think this would be something different for sure.
I like that idea. I like the idea of a noir-driven Batman.
Does that mean less action? Because we don't really...
Maybe not less action, more maybe like the style of Logan.
Is Batman
almost?
Gonna talk like this the whole time? You see, I would love to see that. Put it in black and white,
Sam Spade style. No, I think any Batman fan on the planet is just saying like that is the most perfect thing for the director of the next Batman film to say. I can't imagine a Bat fan that doesn't want to see a real Bat universe focused. Great Batman story. I heard Jeremy Johns compare it to like the style of the animated series. That's what I had thought of too, right? We all think of that as such a great incarnation, and there's so much noirish flavor with that series, you know, coming from the Tim Burton film. Like, they kept that gothic style and it translates beautifully to that. And I think the idea of a less bombastic film and a real plot-driven potboiler of a film, if you could make a great story of a film, to quote that dude in The Matrix, it's a very exciting time.
Adam, where would you put that story? Would you put that after BVS? Would you put that story before?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go no backseas. I mean, listen, you could, and then maybe that justifies a recasting just to say that. You know what? And I honestly don't care. I don't care about the universe as much as I care about Matt Reeves doing a great story because... You know, this guy made me like Planet of the Apes movies that I hated as a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, see, my God. But I just watched the first one again this week.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
The first one that he did?
No, right. He didn't do, but he did the second one. And I obviously love that one, too. So, I can't wait for this one.
See, because then there's always those rumors that we're not going to get Ben Affleck for a lot of Batman movies. We're going to get him for the Justice League and maybe one, maybe two Batman. Yeah. And it could be something where they're working to pass the torch into a Nightwing kind of situation. So that's why I would. That's the only thing that bothers me about that. I don't want to see them go backwards. I want to see them just kind of move forward because we've never really seen a legit like Robin on stage. Or
well,
anything.
As far as time frame goes, I mean, obviously Justice League happens after BVS. I think the Batman, it probably would have to happen before. But then again, if it's an aging Affleck and an aging Batman, wouldn't that attribute itself to a noir driven where maybe it's less action, maybe he's more
What's interesting about this at this point is that I feel like we do have a pretty malleable Batman. I don't feel like I know him that well. I don't feel like I'm like, this is the only world he could be a part of. So I think it's
I agree.
Cool.
I totally agree with you because that's what I think the problem was with BVS, introducing that new Batman in that very atypical state of mind for him. To me, it was very jarring. And it's still jarring.
Loved that.
You love that. Okay, well, listen.
That's
usually what jarring things do, make some people love it.
BVS, being on the fence, I'm on the camp that was kind of, I really loved when Batman was there. And that's really the majority of what I liked about the movie.
Oh, I agree 100%.
Yeah, I just don't know him that well.
Yeah, true.
Which is cool, because then we can shape where we want to go.
I don't think I should know Batman that well. You know, I should be going in there going, I don't know what this guy's capable of doing.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's kind of more like how Michael Keaton kind of portrayed it. You know, like he was kind of an oddball and playing a front on both sides. Yeah. So that's an interesting point of view. I will definitely acknowledge that, good sir.
Speaking of Batman, we also have a brand new photo that Zack Snyder, he posted this week, kind of out of nowhere.
What is this social media that he uses that isn't Twitter or Instagram?
I don't know. Like Vero or something?
How are people finding this? Like, where are they following him? I feel
hey,
like
chat
I,
roll, what is that called?
Where, I'm a millennial. I'm up posted? With the social media. I understand Reddit and how it works sometimes. What is this
She's
thing?
With it, guys.
I'm with it. What is this that Zack Snyder is the only person I ever know who uses it, and somehow people find it, and they're like, here, him on Nero, or Nervo, or Vero, or whatever it is.
Find it. It's
Vero. Everyone, in the chat, Vero.
It was Vero.
Okay, I've never even heard of that. Do you guys use this, or do you just use it to stalk Snyder?
I think maybe it's just a place where he like gets to put up photos.
I don't know what the hell Vero is.
What do other people use it for?
Chat roll, what's Vero? Up.
Does he have a deal with them? Like, why isn't he just putting it on Instagram, man?
I've never even heard of it.
I'm just bummed out. Every time we talk about Snyder,
really bothered by
because
it.
Every time we talk about Snyder, I want to be the first to see something, and on Instagram, I'm up with it, but I never can see his stuff because I don't understand what this thing is.
We got Vero, and we know it's a phone app. Thank you. We figured that part out. The question is,
this is Roxy with a sloppy bun, guys. You wanted it, and you got it.
Yeah. It's kind of like blonde and brown and all over
it's
the place.
Sloppy bun rocks. Deal with it.
Ooh. The box rocks, sloppy bun, box rocks, knocks.
That's right.
Anyway.
So anyways, the photo is cool, a little mysterious, a little dark, but, you know.
On a first thought, I thought it was the first photo they put out from BVS. I was right. Like, is he just putting the same one out?
His kind of, yeah.
It's
He does know how to light the Batman.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't see what's
it's
going
awesome.
On.
It's awesome.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
No, I mean, it's great Batman lighting, for sure.
I have not seen anyone actually explain in chat roll what the Vero app is. Yes, it's an app. We know.
Okay.
It's basically IG meets Facebook. That doesn't help me at all.
Somebody said it's like a face Snapchat.
What the hell does that mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's going on with his mouth? That's what I was trying to zoom in on. Like, is he gritting his teeth? Is he pissed?
Well,
is that him attempting to smile?
Well, he's generally always pissed.
Yours is a lot brighter.
That's actually pretty good. You're able to get some face on there. Yeah. I actually haven't seen face before.
Maybe I'll download Vero before the show's
I
on.
Actually thought go. It was just the costume. I didn't even know he was in there.
No. Then that's what I thought. Like, crap. Looking up there, you can't see his face.
Someone's in there, but I don't know if his chin game's as strong.
Some people are really into Vero on the chat roll, so. And then other people are like, at 29, I'm too old for
the
Vero.
What is the benefit of Vero versus Instagram? Somebody talk to me.
Okay, we'll circle back around to that. What's next there?
Next is Josh Whedon is not going to be at Comic-Con. His quote on social media this week was, I won't be there. Only the second time in 20 years, I won't make it.
That's so sad because I feel like the one surefire thing you can think when you're going to Comic-Con every year is that Joss Whedon will be there.
Yeah.
Like, he's so consistent. I mean, like, Joss Whedon, Kevin Smith, like, they're going to be at Comic-Con. But, you know, it's for a good reason. He's doing so that filming thing.
Probably super busy.
Does that mean they're not going to bring any Justice League to Comic-Con?
No. I don't think that means that.
I would
at
say
all.
No way that's what that means.
He's busy.
He's doing reshoot stuff, but that doesn't necessarily mean that all of the cast will be there with him, you know? That he could be getting some hiccups.
I think Warner Brothers is going to have a great presence at Comic-Con this year. I'm sad that I'm with Joss that I will not be at Comic-Con
this
year.
What the hell's happening?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I just found out I'm going to have to be in New York on the 22nd.
Piss off, sir.
But hey, you're working, though.
But anyway.
Can you come for a day?
I think I'm just excited to hear what happens. I honestly don't even care if I'm in the room or not. I'm just excited to see if we get movies announced. I you know, it's possible they might have some of the cast back there. I don't know what they're going to do with that because will they be done with reshoots? Will they take a break? It's not a big deal to fly them over there, but you know, but Joss is not taking a break.
Well, Joss doesn't have to be there for the Justice
Maybe
League.
Maybe Zach shows up. That would be real
show. That would be.
He just tweeted this out. Yeah. He, like, I think as a show of solidarity and like a kind of just.
It'd be cool. Gesture.
It would be really cool.
He
would
get. It would make the place. Everyone would get up. Like, I think he would get a standing up.
Yeah, that'd be pop of the night.
I think
right
it'd be a smart move.
And don't forget, we're probably going to get a newer version of the JL trailer dropping. So Joss doesn't have to be there for that. But I guarantee you would think some of the cast probably would be.
And I bet definite video message from.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Probably some kind of video.
100. Oh my God, you guys are going to be getting in line already. I know some of you are like, all right, I'm already putting my tent up for Hall H right now.
If anybody has a tent up and wants to help me out, because I'll be busy, but I'd like to go.
If anybody wants to pitch a tent for Roxy, she'll be over and she'll come by and she'll give you
a I have a feeling a lot of people in chat are willing to pitch a tent for Roxy.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't doubt
because you want coverage.
I'm actually
I heard
very good at building my own tents there. Thank you very much.
I bet you. Uh-huh. Okay, so, but you are going to be working Comic-Con.
Yes, of course I will.
For how many different outlets?
Two as of now.
Okay, which is?
Yeah, I'll be doing stuff for us here, AfterBuzz, and then I'll also be doing some Screen Junkie stuff.
There you go. Nice. I don't know if I'm going to be there. I did apply for press. I haven't heard anything. That probably means I'm not getting press, but I'm going to be in San Diego doing comedy shows, so I'm going to be down there. I just don't know if I'm going to be getting into anything, so I might just be that guy throwing rocks at the window.
I learned a couple years ago going that you don't have to actually get in. There's a lot
of
stuff to do
outside.
They're pretty
strict, man. Well, yeah, that's
there's
true.
A lot of stuff all over that city during
So according to Jason Moss, Vero allows you to individualize what is shared to each friend or category of friends and is a sleeker experience. I still have no idea. Moving on.
I don't understand.
Well, it's sleeker, so there we go.
That is appreciated. I'm glad to know that.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. Okay, so let's get back on the Wonder Woman happy train, because it continues every single week, and it's amazing. So Gal Gadot actually commented this week. She got approached by TMZ about the fact that she made $300,000 for Wonder Woman, and there was the whole fake news that came out about Henry Cavill making $14 million for Man of Steel. So her quote, I mean, she's just, what are you doing, Roxy?
Sarah in the chat says Roxy has a JGF bun. I said, what's JGF? And apparently everybody knows but me.
I figured that acronym out.
Go. Yeah, anyways, you don't need to stop doing stuff.
Anyways, Gal is just...
He asked, what should I say?
Gal is just the best. She said, I'm grateful and happy. And then when the photographer stressed that she deserved more for the next film, he said, I think I should get you as my lawyer to do the negotiation. So... You know, she's just...
She knows what to say. Honestly, man. This is pro status here. Mm-hmm. Even though she hasn't been in that many things, this was like, I'm going to be endearing and sweet anyway, and I'm not going to make either side look bad. I'm not going to make anybody look bad for saying I don't get paid enough. Not going to make anybody look bad for saying that I get paid too much. Just... Oh.
Yeah.
It was the perfect thing to say. It was very diplomatic from Gal.
Love her.
Whatever she got paid, and she'll get paid more, and she's Wonder Woman.
Plus the royalties, I mean... Come on.
Yeah.
She's going to be fine. Life. She's already fine.
She's set for fine. Legitimately it's... life just based off appearances alone. This is our Wonder Woman forever. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's
and speaking of which, Wonder Woman is about to become the most successful DCEU film. So here's the deal, guys.
Amazing.
As of a couple of days ago, and obviously it's more than this now, it popped up to $325.1 million already. BVS, domestically, only pulled in a little over $330.3 million, and everyone was going crazy about that. Wonder Woman has done this in a month.
You know what's good about that?
It's amazing.
Everything.
The better the film is, the more money it's making.
Yeah.
So that's not always true. I.e. Suicide Squad, which I still happen to like.
You mean some kind of Suicide Squad?
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. But I think it's awesome. Why wouldn't this movie make a lot of money? It was a fantastic movie. Why wouldn't it make more money than the other movies? It was by far and away the best movie in the DCEU right now. I know that you think maybe Man of Steel.
No, no, I would agree. I think Wonder Woman is the best one, most complete, closest to a perfect film. Absolutely, no doubt. I think that also, what great marketing. You know, like, everyone was concerned about it, but they waited till right after Guardians, and then OWN, like, the next 3 or 4 weeks really got, like, even, like, Transformers was, like, no big deal. Like, it just kept, trucking along. And
it's
like,
also just not
it was
cool.
Great timing. And you now look at all these movies that are starting to come out. July is crazy. Like, the timing was perfect.
Exactly.
Yes, yes. And I find that more so than Guardians, more so than any of the other films that have come out this year, Transformers, it's not cool to have not seen this movie.
Yeah.
We did that as a society. We're like, oh, you haven't seen Wonder Woman? Oh, you have to go see it. It's not cool to not see it.
Monday was my sister's birthday, and I took my sister and my mom to both go see it because they hadn't seen it yet.
Ooh.
And my sister was really mad she hadn't seen it yet. And we went to see it, and my mom cried. My sister loved it.
That's awesome.
It was phenomenal.
You know what the thing is? And I don't want anyone to take this the wrong way. It's performing almost better than the movie is because it's a cultural zeitgeist.
Yes, yes.
That everyone wants to be a part of.
All right,
and so while it's good, and a lot of people, of course, there's always the backlash saying, it's not that, you know, whatever, sure. It's not a perfect film, but it was really good. And it is, you know, of the cultural zeitgeist right now. This was the right time for this film, and people want to get behind what it means.
Yeah.
And it is not cool to not have seen this film right now. Yeah.
That's
You're
it.
Right.
That's cool. It. Update, we're at 327 domestically, 660 million worldwide so far. And obviously, it still hasn't reached the Dark Knight Rises or the Dark Knight, you know, totals yet. But the fact that it's been out... Jeez Louise.
June 2nd, was it?
Yeah, June 2nd. So we're not even...
Less than a month.
4 weeks. In 4 weeks, it did those kind of numbers, which is totally insane. And people keep hearing about it. And every week you meet someone else who didn't go yet. Now they went to see it. And it's all just... It's fantastic. And it just it attributes to Patty Jenkins and Gal and the entire cast and crew. And way to go, everybody.
Chris.
Yes.
Speaking of Patty Jenkins, she has confirmed that she will be directing Wonder Woman 2. Y'all!
Oh my God, I'm shocked!
She actually made the announcement on Vero.
Yeah.
And now I'm pissed at
her. She pulled open
shocked.
Her shirt, and then there it was, the WW2.
Our new favorite app.
Vero.
Oh my God. Yeah,
creating an all-around sleeker experience for everyone.
Much sleeker.
We were just waiting. We were just waiting for this one. We talked about it as if it's happened. She's talked about it as if it's happening.
She's already working on the script.
Jason Moss wants to up that tally to 675.1. Thank you, Jason. We're going to keep watching the tally as Wonder Woman makes more and more right behind us.
Jason Moss,
program.
Our new official numbers guy. Thank you,
So she had kind of a cool quote here, though, when she was talking about it.
Yeah.
Well, you sound the most like her, so why don't you read it?
I got the quote. You want to read it, Rox?
Okay.
Please do.
Okay. She said, I had an epiphany about Wonder Woman 2. I was like, you don't have to do this.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a foregone conclusion that you do Wonder Woman 2.
No.
But then, as I was falling asleep, I had an epiphany. Phew. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You have the greatest character of all time that you love dearly with that you love sitting at the palm of your hand at this day and age.
So true.
You can do whatever you want with them. Are you crazy?
And
then I suddenly realized it's not more. It's another movie. Yeah. It's its own movie. And it's got to be great.
So great. Yeah. Well, I think those are great things to hear.
I love that. She's like, I had an epiphany. And then I had another epiphany. What? And then I was like, whoa.
How do you define epiphany? Can anyone have an epiphany?
What do you mean anybody can have an epiphany?
Yeah, it means coming to a sudden realization.
Yeah.
Okay.
A conclusive thought. And I think what's great is we still have a little bit of mystery. Like there was a little.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
A little bit of stutter there, whether she was intimating that the movie would take place in our present day, which I kind of hope it does.
She said that she pictured it that way.
I mean, I kind of just think so. I think Captain America did that so great, like giving like a real solid like past movie, and then the second movie, like totally flipping it on its head. It gives you a whole new world to play in. It's so easy. But Themyscira would still be there, you know?
We've got to find a way, though, because BVS, we had a darker Wonder Woman who had been hardened, and what we love so much about Wonder Woman was that she was this naive, fun, light person. So we've got to find a way to bring parts of that character to Wonder Woman 2.
And that's what Patty said. She said it's a continuation of the same character, but there's a great, entirely different story to be told with this character in our world. That's fun because now she exists. And she says something profound, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, so you're right.
I feel like he sounded more like her than I did.
I think Johnny had it pretty down.
Too.
But
damn.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. Put it through Vero. It'll come out sleeker and more feminine. You know,
for voice modulation.
But that's interesting because I didn't exactly see it the way you're seeing it. You know, but I assume that we'd get something after BVS, after Justice League. Because one thing we don't really know is, does the world know of her existence?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know,
no.
Superman has a public face. Batman barely has a public face, yet he's been operating for like 20 years.
Wait, you mean do they know of Wonder Woman's or Diana Prince's? You mean Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman's.
Yeah, Diana Prince is obviously, you know, she's a collector.
A
you know,
we
she's
saw
a person.
That.
But Wonder Woman, obviously, post BVS, we haven't explored that world yet.
I don't think they do know of her existence. I think,
but in Justice League, we might learn differently.
Yeah, I mean, do you think? I don't know. I'm kind of with Roxy. I think it's going to happen before BVS, just later on. It's going to be something else to show that she's hardened up.
I still say no
backseat. Yeah, I want after BVS. I'm with him.
I don't think it's going to be. I just think that we're going to have to find a way to take that character and bring her back a little bit. Like, right now she's pissed and she's hard, and I want both sides of her.
And you know what? I'm always okay with stories that take place in multiple timelines, too. It doesn't need to be bookended with the modern story.
Exactly.
But another thing that happened along her timeline, why not?
A little bit of flashbacks here and there.
Sure, I stand corrected.
What I liked about it was, I liked when she said it doesn't have to be more, just another. You know, because we have a tendency of making sequels that have to be bigger and better and boom,
I think that's been shot down now. I think Mangold made a big point of that.
Exactly. If you could just give me a good story, no matter what, if it's a sequel or what, we're going to come and watch it.
It's so hard, though, because I get what she's saying. She's kind of thinking, like, quit while you're ahead, Patty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true.
But she can do this. She can make another story. Not better. Just also great, and another.
I agree. It's news we all expected, but it's still great to hear it officially. I'm really, really happy about it because she's also such a great supporter and public face for DCEU. She's been the best. Like, her constant social media engagement. She must be two people or have someone else tweeting for her.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think it's her.
I can't believe how engaged she is. And that's honestly what we've been asking for in DC since the beginning when it was announced at a boardroom meeting, a slate of films. It felt cold. It felt distant. We didn't really know what was going on. Mm-hmm. Now, they're starting to get some life into the party with these great filmmakers and people that are really inspired.
Yep.
Well, speaking of factual, we now move on to maybe some news that might not be so real, but it came out on Reddit this week that we may see a darker, more evil version of Superman in Justice League. Here is the quote. After the JL title card, we get the money shot. Batman is diving towards some kind of ship when Superman in the new suit, beard, and mullet lands right in front of it, red eyes and an evil smirk. Fire in the background, raining ash, great visual shot, while Batman has a look of, oh, shh, as the trailer ends.
Did he put a potential spoiler warning up there?
Potential spoiler warning, y'all.
Preempted.
It's Reddit. Look,
it's Reddit. For clarification, this isn't what you're going to see in Justice League. We already know we're going to see a darker Superman in Justice League. This is what we're going to see in the trailer. And this is why I thought that Adam and Mike were going to be so pissed about this, because you guys have been like, no, Superman in the trailer.
I'm with him.
I don't want to see
I do not want to see him at all.
Yeah, so
what I don't understand is,
it just doesn't seem likely that you won't see
Superman. Wonder Woman did such a great job of not revealing, you know, the villain. Why would they do it with Justice League? They see how successful Wonder Woman is. Don't give away the freaking villain.
Who says they're giving away the villain?
Well,
Superman's not going to be your ultimate villain.
Probably not the villain. I don't mean that. Just don't give us Superman either, is my point.
I think, to compare this to BVS, what they shouldn't do, if that's the way they're going to go, fine. But what you then can't do is have any trailer where Superman is with the Justice League.
Yeah,
right.
And don't show the ultimate villain, which could be Darkseid. Well, we know it's Steppenwolf, but we don't know. Hopefully there's still some mystery about the film.
We better not see Darkseid or Steppenwolf. I'm going to be pissed.
So if they're going to show Superman, I'm actually okay with this being the way, even though I think, like, you really played your hand with the evil Superman in BVS already, but they did show it in the dream to come, so this has got to be the dream that it comes.
We're going to see it, I wanted to... If we're going to have to see Superman in it, which I think we do, because the normal audience
in the trailer,
is going to have to.
You're paying Henry Cavill a lot of money.
The normal audience.
It's not for us.
It's the world,
man.
It's for my mother. My mother's got to see that Superman.
It's true.
And she's going to be like, where's Henry Cavill?
Yeah, but
is your mother Jewish? That's
all if I got. We do see him, I want it to be as much as we maybe saw Vader in the Rogue One trailers. Very, very little. Just a quick glimpse and then it's gone.
Maybe his back.
I honestly don't mind it. I don't mind seeing him. Maybe it's because I am in the know and I'm not going to be like, Superman's alive? You know? But where I would be pissed is if I didn't know that Superman was actually going to be in this movie and the trailer spoiled that for me. I feel bad for the people who are going into this blind who would have been pleasantly surprised to see Superman on their screens. That's who I feel bad for.
Apparently, according to Jonathan Peck in chat role, Umberto debunked this already. So
Umberto debunks some things sometimes.
Okay. And we do have some Umberto stuff coming up. But first things first.
I saw him at the Spider-Man premiere last night.
I bet you did.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
just think,
guys, everyone was there.
We're probably going to know the answer to this question in just like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well,
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Oh my God, you mean the trailer question?
Yeah.
I thought you meant, I don't know what
you're talking about. So that's exciting.
Oh, yeah, Comic-Con week. We got to figure out what to do about this show.
Isn't it great that we have some good stuff to look forward
to
like this month?
Yeah. I can call in. Yep.
Remember last year we did like try to do a live broadcast from, and there was no reception. Yeah. We did the best we could.
We did.
We did pretty good actually. Anyways, yeah. DC is considering a second Soviet. That's it, Five Thumbs says. Second Soviet-themed Superman movie based off the Red Sun graphic novel.
Mm-hmm.
I know, Gertler, you're a huge Man of Steel fan. I'd like to kick to you. Red Sun was a 2003 limited-run comic book. It told a different story about Superman being raised in the Soviet Union.
If he had landed there instead of in Kansas.
Right. So this would be essentially possibly the follow-up to Man of Steel?
I don't think so. I really seriously doubt that there's truth to this rumor. It sounds so wild.
Yeah.
I know it's a great series. I can't remember if I read it or not. I remember when it was out. It would be really weird to do a total Elseworlds movie. I mean, I think that would be ballsy, but I just don't see it happening.
Why would the Soviet Union have a red sun? We have the same sun. Why wouldn't there be a yellow sun?
Red is in communism.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
red is in like he's the red sun rather than the sun of America and the
S-O-N,
red sun.
Not S-O-N. S-O-N. I was like, why do they have a red sun in Kansas has a yellow sun?
You know, no, but it is a play on his powers from the sun and all that. So.
You know, the KGB.
It's layered. It's a great title.
Got it. Yeah, makes sense.
How would we do that? I think it would work as an animated film. But I don't know if I'd like to see a live action.
Sure, animated film.
That'd be weird.
What are we going to do with Henry Cavill, though? First, he's here in Kansas doing his thing. Then he's bad and he's back. And
it would be a different Superman.
Yeah, it would have to be a different Superman.
Didn't the rumor come from some guy who wanted to play the role? Isn't it like one of those things? Chat roll, what's the source of this thing? Do you know?
It was a Twitter exchange between Kong Skull Island director and Red Sun creator Mark Miller.
There you go. Okay. He tweeted at him, "Did you hear WB pitching director's Red Sun? Two different pals in the last 2 months. This truly is Putin's America." And he's the creator of Red Sun.
Okay, if you think that sounds remotely true, you're insane. Yeah. It sounds like they're making an obvious joke.
Obvious joke
because of Russian interference with our election and...
Yes.
And even if there was a movie, they certainly wouldn't discuss it openly on Twitter. So it's clearly a joke. And I am slightly embarrassed for having given it credence, but I do feel good that I did not believe it.
It's fun to talk about.
And again, it would...
It's a joke, though. I mean, you have to acknowledge that it's a joke if you're going to talk about it. I mean, it's not...
Sure. I'm getting crapped on right now. I just was rewatching the episode of Supergirl where she goes to the planet with the red sun. That's what I was just thinking about. So did her powers not work well there? No, it didn't work at all, okay?
Did she become a briefcase and speaking
when she went with a rare, it was a red sun, she couldn't do anything, Adam. Jeez.
Here's another rumor. Umberto Gonzalez hinted that the DCEU could see 3 to 4 films released per year. His quote was, "A lot of people have been asking me when's the next movie in 2018. He says, "I know for a fact that DC is trying to get 3 to 4 movies made a year going. I'll be honest, that's a bit much."
He said that or you're saying that?
He's saying that.
He said it's a bit much?
In my opinion, I think it's a bit much.
I do too.
I think
right now
3 is an absolute minimum. I want to see moving forward once we get it going.
Definitely.
Once this ship actually gets its thing together.
You are on crackola, my
Not 18, though.
Not as soon as
3 movies minimum. Guarantee, son.
I think 20 is a better bet.
20 a year.
I'll 2020. Bet, 2020.
Oh. I say 3 movies in 2019. Who's with me, chat roll?
Let's
make a vote on this.
20 a year,
all right. Who's the millennials at the table now?
At Jiffy Lube, we car about cars. In fact, we're kind of obsessed. It's why for over 40 years, we have been providing quick and quality service. And with free instant estimates at JiffyLube.com, you can know what to expect, even before your visit. Visit your local Jiffy Lube. We'll car for your car like we car for our own. Jiffy Lube. Car more. Visit JiffyLube.com to find coupons and start an instant online estimate.
How spoiled are you guys? Do you guys not remember when you had to wait 3 years to see a film? This is effing crazy. We shouldn't expect this from them. We should give them their time. 2 movies a year is good enough. Everybody breathe and chill. I don't want to see 4 movies a year. They're going to be crapola.
Okay, right. I disagree with you.
I don't think they could be. I think it could work later down the line once we've established a better repertoire with
the critics and audience.
I
don't think they're going to make the mandate that we need to meet a minimum of movies. Yeah. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that They're going to have three happening in 2019. Guarantee that. And I'm not guaranteeing three in 2020, but if they actually get all the movies that they've been talking about, how could you get to all the movies that have been, like, very close to production without doing 3 a year?
Yeah.
They're talking about, like, 12 movies, like, you know, between the original ones and the new ones. Well, it's got to be.
This is interesting from Greg in the chat. We have three DC films this year, if you count Lego Batman. So if we're doing adjacent films, then I think we can do three. But if we're doing just DC...
I don't count that.
Well, I would count, you know, Justice League Dark, I would count, but I don't count that.
Well, one more. Where's the line for you?
What?
Where's the line?
Live action.
Okay.
I like how you're... There's
a very clear line.
By the way, there's definitely no liquid left in that cup. You went for a sip.
I know, it's so dry, it's so hot here.
Anyways.
I'm literally dripping, my lip is
I wish I could put up in a...
What's the word for that? You're schwitzing?
Schwitzing.
Is that what it is? Sweet.
One
more quote from Umberto. He says, if I were you guys, I'd make sure I'd be inside Hall H this summer. What a tease.
Yeah.
Every year.
I know.
Duh. Thanks.
So this
pitch
is
a 10.
So I don't know. Is this it's not even a story. Alicia Silverstone said some stuff.
I think this is a story.
Okay.
You don't think it's a story?
Yeah, no, it kind of is. All right. She said, before Wonder Woman, there have been many movies with female leads, so I get a little confused. I think about, what about all those wonderful comedians who are females who had massive hits? Bridesmaids. There's a movie out there that's Rough Night, and I'm sure it's killing it, right? I don't know. I feel like over the years, there was Mean Girls, Clueless. Over the time, we've had so many movies that have been female-driven. I feel like it's audience members. It's interesting to follow and be in. So, yeah, I mean, she brings up a great point. I mean, you look at Kill Bill. That was a female-driven action film, yeah, obviously.
I don't think this is a great point at all. I think this is a bizarre point.
It's bizarre, but
she's
yeah.
Saying random she's confused up. By the success of Wonder Woman because there's been movies like Mean
right.
Girls.
Right, how it's
and
getting
Clueless.
So much acclaim for being a
that's
first.
That's a weird quote. That makes no sense.
You know what I mean? Like, Mean Girls is amazing, and it was a great movie in itself. Same with Clueless. That was also a wonderful movie. Same with Bridesmaid.
Alicia is Clueless, says Canucks fan.
Nobody is saying that Wonder Woman...
Obvious,
nobody
good.
Was like, you know what Wonder Woman is better than? Mean Girls. Like, what is that? It's just our first major female superhero film that is successful. That's a huge deal.
Yeah,
I mean, why is Clueless being successful mean that Wonder Woman's success confuses her? Well, it confused me.
My favorite part is that she said she'd be willing to put the bat suit back on, and I'm like, nobody wants
no.
Yeah, do you think this is just sour grapes? Because when she put on it, when she was a DC superhero, it was kind of like the worst film ever.
It's exactly what I think it is.
I mean, Catwoman aside.
I mean, you know, that was during her like hot period where like she was in everything. You know?
Yeah.
It started with Aerosmith and it ended with, I don't really remember, but she had a hell of a run.
She did have a hell of a run.
She did.
She made me like Aerosmith.
That was during that phase of Aerosmith where they released three songs in a row that were the same song.
And they weren't writing them.
Yeah, there was Amazin', there was Cryin', and some other word, and an Alicia in Tiny Shorts, and it was all the same song.
And that was a big rift between Steve and Joe, because he was like, we're a rock band, whatever, and Steven Tyler was like, no, we're freaking relevant again, and somebody else was writing those songs. Well, we just did a side webisode of Talkin' 90s Rock and Roll,
Do you guys know who put them
guys.
Together?
What's that?
Do you know who put them back together?
What do you mean, no? No, Joe was still in the band, what?
No, he left. He left, and then he came back.
Oh yeah, recently. That recently
my dad.
That did happen. Your dad?
Yeah.
How did he get them back together?
Wait,
he was
what?
Good friends with Joe Perry. He managed Joe Perry.
You're talking about the recent split up, right?
No, the back in the day split up. The back in the day split up before Run DMC split up.
Oh, before Run DMC. You're
Wait,
going
your
back
dad
in
works in music?
Oh, yeah.
How did we not? I just saw that. I saw that old picture of him as a
bodybuilder. I thought you guys were making fun of me when you were talking about Aerosmith, all the same songs, and then I realized you guys maybe did. Anyway.
No. Yeah. I'm saying like
the
Charles
asking for
talk
about.
I saw the old picture
of
your dad looking all buff and that. I didn't know he worked in music.
Yeah, Guns N' Roses, AC/DC. He used to promote all them, but he was working with Joe Perry. They all went to my dad's country club to practice before they were allowed to come out because they were all like, "Shit, is this gonna work out?" So he gave them rehearsal space. Not relevant to DC.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and Aerosmith can be seen on their farewell tour right now, Johnny.
A little something to make
he
you go.
Work with them anymore, so. Yep.
And lastly, before we get to TV time, Warner Brothers has announced plans to release every original DC Comics animated film into an epic box set later this year, 30 in all. Holy smokes, Christmas time. How much do you think? I'd love to guess. What do you think the price tag will be on this? All 30 animated films in one box set.
It's so hard now because when things are digital too,
November
7th. They're not as pricey as they used to be. Remember when you used to get box sets and they would cost like $350 for something?
Yeah. Like, this would be like 150,
I would say like 125 even. You know,
I'd stick around 150.
Yeah. How much would you guys pay in the chat roll? How much would you pay for? I mean,
How much longer are we going to be putting things in things anyway?
I don't know.
That's not what I meant. I meant, I meant about to watch stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it seems so archaic. And each one of those things comes with a digital code anyway. It's like, how much more crap do we need to accumulate?
I don't know.
I honestly hope we keep hard copies of them because I still collect DVDs.
I do. And honestly, like, listen, even the 4K, that disc still looks better, but...
Sarah says 300. Yeah. Greg says at least 150. Rich says 160.
I think Soto putting down safe bills.
Plus, don't forget, the release date looks to be November 7th, just in time for the holiday season.
Yeah.
And for elections.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
If you like that local stuff.
Well, I got to say, I think it's going to be more than 125, yo.
I don't know. It's so hard because, like I'm saying, a lot of these you can get streaming places right now.
I mean, and they're on cable, they're streaming, they're everywhere. It's
like I'm already paying my $12 for Netflix or whatever it is, I don't even remember.
I've been so tight.
$7 for Hulu, for Amazon Prime. Like, I'm already paying for these things. I don't really want to drop $300 on a DVD box set.
How are you going to charge more than $5 per movie, anyway?
Isn't there a DC streaming service coming?
Coming, yes. Yeah. Pillow me on that.
Supposedly.
So if you want us to pay for that, then yeah.
Honestly, exactly. It just seems like collector stuff, and like I'm just looking at my movies, and I'm like, I just don't. Who's got the room for it after a while?
Yeah, very true. Anyways, guess what it's time for?
I prepared a dance.
Shimmy,
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 shimmy, shimmy, shimmy,
shimmy. Everybody do it together. Shimmy, to the right, shimmy, to the left, to the right, to the left.
TV time!
Freestyle!
Wicked!
Yeah, I feel like we can work on that one. All right.
A little bit. We're all sweaty.
We're back in summer season, which means Preacher's back on. As I told you guys last week, you might have missed one of the episodes this week because it's a little complicated. We used to be on Sunday nights. We are moving to Monday nights. However, our first episode aired on a Sunday night, and then our second episode aired on a Monday night. So I actually only watched the first episode. Adam, I know you watched the first episode as well. I will be watching the second one. I'm sorry, I just ran out of time. But holy shitolas. I don't know what those are. Maybe a pastry. Yeah!
Delicious.
Yeah, Preacher!
That was about the best episode of television I've seen in a long time.
Really?
Oh, I woke up in a way. I mean, I was just. Disgusting. It was like it was it.
It was like it. The pages of the comics came to life. Like the tone, the tone of it. I was like, yes, the triangle thing we have going on.
What did you guys think, chat roll? Did you just keep, right? I mean, it was amazing. It was clearly bad. I mean, and I just all I kept thinking was like, how did they take the risk of slowly doing that almost like prequelish preamble of a first season?
Season, I know.
Because what if it didn't get picked up for a second season? Yeah. Like, Preacher was not adapted.
I know. And it really wasn't. But this episode, and spoiler alert, the scene where he has to break down the door to get to her.
Hey.
Oh my God. That was hot.
Oh.
That was hot.
That hotter, was like.
Hotter than this rumor.
Holy shit.
Ruth Negga, like, to me, she's like, she brings fan. So much more to this role than was on the page. Mm-hmm. You know, and like Tulip was a great character in the book.
Well, she looked nothing like her coming from it, and I was like, "Oh, this is an interesting choice. This actress must be killing." And then she was nominated for an Oscar.
Cassidy is just completely nailing it.
I'm currently rushing through the first season in my travels back and forth from Texas. And
good,
and so because I wanted to get done before the premiere, but I just didn't have time. So I will have it done by the end of the week. I'm really excited to watch the new one.
Yeah, cool. All right,
I tried to be vague enough. So
well, that's fine. Y'all's excitement has me even more excitement.
I love it. Came across on the screen, like, in case we didn't hit you with it.
And honestly, then I look back and they did his whole great origin episode, and how great is it they did that?
I know.
And that's what I'm talking about. This is developing characters. This is, you mentioned Kill Bill before. I always use that as an example of a movie that, like, has a lot of characters you just meet, but because they do the right things to give you the backstory of the character, the stakes have immediate resonance.
When are we going to Grandma's house?
Oh, that's this season, I think.
You think
right?
we will?
I don't know. I mean, eventually they're going to have to plan on how many years they're going to do this
and how
over.
We do this all.
And I think it might be safe now. If the ratings are good, then they can plan it. Is it going to be 5 years? I kind of hope it's not more than six, but...
Yeah, I'm glad you guys in the chat are loving it,
I don't know.
Too.
Where does Grandma happen in the books?
The second of the seven... So I don't remember exactly, but of the seven...
Oh, so like between before issue 20?
Yeah, I think so.
What is it, like 70 issues all in?
Yeah,
all
I think
in?
So.
That sounds like five good seasons of television at least.
I got to catch up. I saw season one, but
they're
now I need to.
A while
get going.
Too. Yeah, I don't know.
Canucks fan says it's getting hot in here. So take off all your clothes.
This is the hottest studio's been in forever.
I am getting so hot. I'm on
I'm going to put my hair up in a messy bun.
Yeah, so if you guys did watch the second episode of Preacher, we'll talk about that next week and the third one as well. But there was another DC show that had its finale this week, iZombie. That's why we opened up with the song. They witnessed me watching the last 5 minutes of iZombie.
Yeah.
And Adam guessed everything that was happening. I've been begging him to watch the show. He's never watched a single episode.
Really on
and he's like, wow. Oh, so spoilers again. He's like, oh, yeah, he's going to turn. Yeah, this must be the finale, right? Yeah, something big's going to happen right here. Yep, that's going on. I was like,
Never seen an episode. I'm all caught up now.
You're literally all caught up. This episode was crazy, though, because, again, spoilers, if you haven't watched, turn off right now. We came out to the world that we're zombies. It's the first time we've done it. And that's pretty insane. What did you guys think about the deal that they make, that they say, if you guys give us 1 out of 10 brains, we will stay in Seattle and not bother you? I mean, this was madness. That also. and this was a crazy-ass episode. I knew that something was going to be going on more with the guy that Liv just slept with, the head of all that. I didn't think he was the evil being that everybody was saying that he was, but I was excited when we nailed that chick. I thought she was going to get him, but then he got her, and I was like, yeah! Yeah! That made sense to you guys if you watched the show.
Yeah.
If not, then you wouldn't.
Makes me want to watch it.
Ravi's the absolute best. Look what he did. He's a martyr. He's a saint. We'll see what happens for him. What do you think happened with Major? Because now... Did he? And then if he did, is he going to be with Liv again? Or is Liv going to stay with his friend? Because if they can do the damn thing, then they should be doing the damn thing. Right, Adam?
Hey, now.
The P and the VG.
Whoa.
Just saying.
Oh.
That's some sensuality.
Some sensuality.
Going back about 2 years on this show.
It was a great episode. Ivan Soto, Seattle will be separated from the world, Roxy. That's kind of true. I feel a little bad for Seattle, but it's almost like they're doing Zombie Island. Mm-hmm. So we'll see there.
It's like Escape from New York. It's like the zombie colony.
Yep. Oh, God. Canucks fans sick of zombies, soon to be sick of pirates. Go on. You're not watching the show then.
Has anyone seen the new Pirates, by the way? I kind of want to see it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I despise those films.
I love them. I can't help it. I don't know why. I see why people don't like them. I understand. And this one, if you don't like the other ones, you're not going to like this one.
I watched one once just to see Keith Richards in it.
Yeah.
It was good.
I kind of like them. I kind of do. I don't remember which one is which, but yeah. I remember enjoying them.
The first three are definitely better than these last two they've done. But this one's on par with the fourth one, if that helps.
All right.
No, right. That's honestly all we got. I'm sad that it's the end of the season, and I'm sad that we only have one DC show for the summertime.
I hate this time of year.
But Preacher is killing it, so, you know.
No, Preacher's amazing.
If you're sad that there's not enough DC TV going on, then what you should do is start watching iZombie.
Yeah. Good time. And still, what, is it on Netflix, or where's the best place to watch that?
It should be. If the finale just hit, it should be on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. I actually think it's on Hulu, too, and a lot of the episodes are on CWTV.com. So, no excuses. Play like a champ.
All right.
That's right. Well, that pretty much does it for the show. We're at DC Movies SK on Twitter and Facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Adam Gertler.
Hey, guys. Definitely check out FX Movie Download. Me and Sasha Pro Raver could talk about some movies, some big blockbusters. We got good episodes coming up. Oh, we got Captain America Winter Soldier coming up.
Hey,
we got
cool.
Guardians of the Galaxy coming up.
Wow.
It's
a Marvel month for you.
Oh, my God. I've had the best time. And we're about to interview something Moneymaker, the girl that does Scarlett Johansson's stunt double, and also the dude that played Agent Sitwell.
I'm
going to talk to him. So I'm very excited about all that stuff. And eat my sausages and hot dogs at Doghouse Restaurants near you. Go to doghouse.com for more information. And I'll see you next time.
Cool, there we go. Cool. Guys, you can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. Also, check out my Anchor station. If you don't have the app, download it. It's awesome. Take You Higher with Roxy Stryer. I talk all things cannabis related. So if you like comics, maybe you like weed too. It's a good place to go. And also tonight, I will be hosting The Tomorrow Show. Go to thetomorrowshow.com to check it out. We're going to be talking about Bill Cosby. We're bringing in an expert to break down why so many people think that he's right and why so many people think that he's wrong.
Because he is
wrong. And why the African-American community is so outraged with what's going on. Drexel Hurd is coming in. You guys know him from Black Hollywood Live. So make sure you tune in.
All right, BC.
You can find me on all social media at RealJackassBC, RealJackassBC, as well as CineLinks.com, and I'm on a show, SCNS Live, every Thursday night on YouTube.com/SCNS Live, and my podcast, It Is What It Is, on the Offshoots Nation, on where all podcasts can be found.
There we go.
Thank you all for bringing me in here.
Yeah, so it's
great having you. I'm glad you're in town. On July 4th, I'll be doing commentary for Bar Wrestling in Baldwin Park. It's already, I think, close to being sold out. If you're in LA, go to it. Chicago, July 14th to 16th, Comedy Bar. I'm headlining. I'd love to see you there. That would be amazing. And my comedy album is coming out in just over a month. I'm thinking the release date is now going to be August 2nd, but I will have a pre-order link up. And honestly, guys, I would appreciate it. I guarantee there's going to be something for everybody on this album, and I would really love to be number one on iTunes. So if you could reserve us out a couple of bucks.
Just
keep a couple of bucks.
August 2nd is dope. It's 2 days before my birthday. I love it.
And it's 3 days after mine. Two days after mine. I forgot my birthday.
Number one.
If you could reserve a couple of bucks for old JL, I'd appreciate it, guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Number one.
Bye-bye.
Number one.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.